St. George, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Martyrs. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Martyrs. Come, let us adore him. The martyrs, living now with Christ, in suffering were tried, their anguish overcome by love, when on his cross they died. Across the centuries they come, in constancy unmoved, their loving hearts make no complaint, in silence they are proved. No man has ever measured love, or weighed it in his hand, but God, who knows the inmost heart, gives them the promised land. Praise Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, who guide us through the night, in ways that reach beyond the stars, to everlasting light. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters, come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. Psalm 10. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain? See the wicked bracing their bows, they are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked, he sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice, the upright shall see his face. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. The Lord tried his chosen ones like gold in a furnace. He accepted them as a holy offering, thoroughly consumed by fire. Psalm 16. Lord, hear a cause that is just, pay heed to my cry. Turn your ear to my prayer, no deceit is on my lips. From you may judgment come forth, your eyes discern the truth. You search my heart, you visit me by night. You test me, and you find in me no wrong. My words are not sinful, as are men's words. I kept from violence because of your word. I kept my feet firmly in your paths. There was no faltering in my steps. I am here, and I call. You will hear me, O God. Turn your ear to me, hear my words. Display your great love, you whose right hand saves your friends from those who rebel against them. Guard me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings from the violent attack of the wicked. My foes encircle me with deadly intent, their hearts tight shut, their mouths speak proudly, they advance against me, and now they surround me. Their eyes are watching to strike me to the ground, as though they were lions ready to claw, or like some young lion crouching in hiding. Lord, arise, confront them, strike them down. Let your sword rescue my soul from the wicked. Let your hand, O Lord, rescue me from men whose reward is in this present life. You give them their fill of your treasures. They rejoice in abundance of offering and leave their wealth to their children. As for me, in my justice, I shall see your face and be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord tried his chosen ones like gold in a furnace. He accepted them as a holy offering, thoroughly consumed by fire. Anguish and distress have taken hold of me, yet will I delight in your commands. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 5. I will give thanks to you, O Lord and King, and I will praise you as God my Saviour. I give thanks to your name, for you have been my protector and helper, and have delivered my body from destruction, and from the snare of a slanderous tongue, from lips that utter lies. Before those who stood by, you were my helper and delivered me. In the greatness of your mercy and of your name, from the gnashings of teeth about to devour me, from the hand of those who sought my life, from the many afflictions that I endured, from choking fire on every side, and from the midst of fire which I did not kindle, from the depths of the belly of Hades, from an unclean tongue and lying words, the slander of an unrighteous tongue to the king. My soul drew near to death, and my life was very near to Hades beneath. They surrounded me on every side, and there was no one to help me. I looked for the assistance of men, and there was none. Then I remembered your mercy, O Lord, and your work from of old, that you deliver those who wait for you and save them from the hand of their enemies. And I sent up my supplication from the earth and prayed for deliverance from death. I appealed to the Lord, the Father of my Lord, not to forsake me in the days of affliction, at the time when there is no help against the proud. I will praise your name continually and will sing praise with thanksgiving. My prayer was heard, for you saved me from destruction and rescued me from an evil plight. Therefore, I will give thanks to you and praise you, and I will bless the name of the Lord. Responsory from Ecclesiasticus chapter 5. I give thanks to your name, O Lord, for you have been my protector and helper. I will rejoice and be glad for your steadfast love, for you have been my protector and helper. A reading from the Sermons of St. Peter Damian, Sermon 13 on St. George. Today's feast, my dear people, doubles our joy in the glory of Eastertide, like a precious jewel whose shining beauty adds to the splendour of the gold in which it is set. Clearly, St. George was transported from one kind of military service into another, since he laid aside the earthly office of a tribune to join the ranks of the army of Christ. Like a truly keen soldier, he first threw away the burdens of his earthly possessions by giving all he had to the poor, and thus, free and unencumbered, and wearing the breastplate of faith, he advanced into the thick of the fray, a valiant soldier for Christ. From this, we learn a clear lesson, that nobody can fight properly and boldly for the faith if he clings to a fear of being stripped of earthly possessions. St. George, aflame with the fire of the Holy Spirit and invincibly defended by the banner of the cross, not only fought with a wicked king, but defeated also the prince of all the wicked in the person of his minion, and encouraged the soldiers of Christ to bear themselves valiantly. Clearly, he had at his side the supreme and invincible judge, who, by his free choice, allowed the hands of the wicked to wreak their violence even on St. George. Although God gave the body of his martyr over to murderers, he guarded his soul with his unceasing protection, defended as it was by the unconquerable fortress of faith. My dear brothers, let us not merely admire this soldier of the heavenly army, let us also imitate him. Let us raise up our spirits to think on that heavenly reward and fix our hearts on it in contemplation, and so never flinch whether the world smiles on us with its blandishments or menaces us with adversities. Let us purify ourselves, according to St. Paul's advice, from every uncleanness of body and soul, so that we too may in time be worthy to enter that temple of blessedness on which our minds are fixed. Whoever wishes to sacrifice himself to God in the tabernacle of Christ, which is the Church, must first be made clean by washing in the sacred font, and then be clothed in various garments, that is, virtues, as it is written, "Your priests shall be clothed in justice." For he who in baptism is reborn as a new man in Christ must not put on the signs of his mortality. He must put away the old man and put on the new and live in him, being made new himself by striving to live a pure life. And so, purged of the stain of our old sin and shining with the brightness of the new way of life, we can worthily celebrate the Paschal mystery and truly imitate the example of the blessed martyrs. Responsory. Fearless in the sight of wicked men, this saint died in defence of the law of God, for he was built on rock. This is he who rejected the life of this world and gained the kingdom of heaven, for he was built on rock. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory, the glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Proclaiming your glory, Lord, we humbly ask that as St. George imitated Christ in his passion, so he may be a ready helper in our weakness. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.